Brigadier General Thomas Tinsley was declared dead last night at 10:30 following an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound to his chest. It's unclear whether the shooting was accidental or a suicide. Tinsley was the 3rd Wing Commander at Elmendorf Air Force Base near Anchorage since May of 2007. Colonel Richard Wahlberg told reporters today that he lives across the street from the Tinsley family.
About 10 o'clock last night, I went up to bed. My wife and I were going to rack in for the night. About 10:10, maybe 10:15, I don't know exactly, I got a call from command post. The individual on the end of the line was fairly agitated and said, there's a report of a gunshot at General Tinsley's house and people are screaming. At that point, I came flying out of my house. My wife was right behind me. I ran across the street. The fire department wasn't there yet, but they were coming. And when I got into the house, Dr. Eli Powell, the 3rd Medical Group commander who was standing next to me, was in the house.
Wahlberg said there did not appear to be a note. He said General Tinsley had a demanding job but was not under any undue stress. Tinsley wasn't deployed to Iraq during his tenure in Alaska. Wahlberg says Tinsley's most notable accomplishment was his love of the airmen under his command.
His first thought in the morning, his last thought at night for his professional family was, how can I better take care of these airmen who are being sent into harm's way? What can I do to help in an ever-shrinking resource environment in the United States Air Force? That is his best tribute.
Air Force Institute of Pathology investigators are en route to Alaska and will make the final determination about his death. General Tinsley is survived by his wife and college-aged daughter, both of whom were in the home at the time of his death. He was also the legal guardian of his teenage nephew.